Have you ever wondered why some people seem to roll with life's punches while others feel every slight like a dagger? Why an innocent comment can spark a 3-day emotional tailspin in one person but barely register with another? This isn't about weakness or strength. It's about fundamental differences in how we're wired. The cactus and snowflake at work reveals these differences aren't flaws, but features of our unique personalities. Beloved by celebrities like Brené Brown for its accessible approach to personality psychology, this book has become a staple in corporate training programs at companies like Google and Microsoft. Its cultural impact extends beyond business. Relationship therapists regularly prescribe it to couples struggling with communication. The book's popularity stems from its radical premise: what if your perceived liabilities are actually your greatest strengths? At its core, this book explores a fundamental personality dimension, whether you lead with your head, cactus, or your heart, snowflake. While traditional personality frameworks use terms like thinker and feeler, the metaphors of cactus and snowflake vividly illustrate these contrasting approaches to life. Cacti are logical, analytical, and direct. They value practicality and fairness above all else. With their tough exterior, they prefer keeping emotional distance and focus on objective facts. When you present a problem to a cactus, they immediately begin dissecting it for a rational solution. Their praise is hard-won, but meaningful precisely because of its rarity. Snowflakes are sensitive, empathetic, and diplomatic. They value harmony and kindness, seeking meaning in daily encounters. Their emotional receptivity makes them acutely aware of others' feelings. When you share a problem with a snowflake, they first validate your experience before moving toward solutions. They give heartfelt praise freely and crave appreciation for their contributions. Most people identify more strongly with one style, though everyone has elements of both. Your placement along this spectrum isn't fixed. It exists on a continuum with strong preferences at either end and various gradations between. Those with slight preferences, sometimes called snow cacti or cactus flakes, often excel at bridging communication gaps between the types. Understanding your natural tendencies isn't about boxing yourself in, but gaining self-awareness. When you recognize your default settings, you can leverage your strengths while developing strategies to address blind spots. The goal isn't to change who you are, but to expand your behavioral repertoire when situations call for flexibility. What makes this framework particularly valuable is how it explains seemingly irrational conflicts. When a snowflake asks, "Are you mad at me?" after a cactus gives a one-word response, the cactus is genuinely baffled. From their perspective, they were simply being efficient. Meanwhile, the snowflake interpreted brevity as emotional withdrawal. Neither is wrong. They're operating from different perceptual frameworks. One of the most illuminating aspects of understanding the snowflake-cactus spectrum is realizing that similar behaviors often stem from completely different motivations. This explains why people in the same profession or with similar lifestyles can approach their work with fundamentally different mindsets. Consider a kindergarten teacher. We might assume this role naturally attracts snowflakes who love nurturing children. While many snowflake teachers are indeed drawn to the emotional fulfillment of helping young minds develop, cacti kindergarten teachers exist in equal numbers. They're just motivated differently. They value creating structured learning environments, developing organized curricula, and seeing measurable progress in their students' skills. Both can be excellent teachers while approaching the role from entirely different angles. Religious devotion provides another fascinating example. Two equally committed practitioners might follow identical religious practices, but for entirely different reasons. A snowflake might be drawn to the spiritual connection, community bonds, and sense of higher purpose. A cacti might appreciate the intellectual framework, historical context, and logical consistency of religious teachings. Their outward behaviors appear identical, while their internal experiences differ dramatically. Even vegetarianism, often associated with snowflake sensitivity, attracts cacti for entirely different reasons. Where snowflakes might avoid meat out of compassion for animals, cacti cite logical reasons like health benefits, environmental efficiency, and resource allocation. both arrive at the same dietary choice through completely different pathways. Understanding these hidden motivations transforms how we perceive others. Instead of assuming someone shares our reasons for common behaviors, we can appreciate the diverse internal landscapes that drive similar external choices. This insight is particularly valuable in workplace settings, where colleagues may pursue shared goals with vastly different motivational structures. The key to uncovering these motivations isn't complicated. It involves sharpening observational skills and asking direct questions. Notice energy shifts, word choices, and nonverbal cues. Then follow up with simple inquiries about preferences and motivators. Even when we miss the mark, the effort to understand is typically appreciated. One of the most profound insights in understanding personality differences is the concept of the none event, when two people experience the same objective reality in completely different ways, like a snowflake being thrown into chaos by strong winds, while a cactus remains unaffected. What registers as a major event for one personality may barely register for another. This explains countless relationship conflicts where one person is upset about something the other doesn't even remember happening. The disconnect isn't about right or wrong, it's about fundamentally different perceptual filters. When you dismiss someone's experience with, "You shouldn't feel that way," you compound hurt by invalidating their reality. Consider a heated debate about politics. A cactus might walk away energized by the intellectual stimulation, while a snowflake lies awake replaying perceived personal attacks and wondering how to repair the relationship. Neither experience is more valid. They simply reflect different ways of processing the same interaction. Even something as simple as tone of voice creates none events. Cacti don't give much thought to how words are spoken, considering it ridiculous that anyone would. Meanwhile, snowflakes give as much credence to how something is said as to the words themselves. An accusatory tone, deeply off-putting to a snowflake, can be a complete none event to a cactus. The none event phenomenon extends to written communication too. We tend to layer our own voice onto others' words, creating potential misinterpretations. A brief email response like, "Sure," might be read as enthusiastic by a cactus, but interpreted as passive-aggressive by a snowflake who would have written, "Absolutely, looking forward to it." Rather than judging these different reactions, we can practice entering a meta state, a higher level of awareness where we notice our reactions without being controlled by them. When someone's response makes no sense to you, pause before judgment and think, "We seem to have opposite experiences of the same encounter. How can I help find common ground?" This removes judgment and releases tension. The none event concept helps explain why certain personality types seem to dwell on issues others consider trivial. It's not oversensitivity or callousness, it's a fundamental difference in how experiences register in our consciousness. By acknowledging these differences, we can move from judgment to curiosity and from frustration to understanding. Words carry tremendous power to connect or alienate. One of the most practical applications of understanding personality differences is learning to adapt your language to different types. This isn't about manipulation, but about meeting others where they are. The simplest way to start is by noticing when people say "think" versus "feel." Cacti naturally favor cognitive language. "I think that approach makes sense," or "What do you think about this proposal?" Snowflakes gravitate toward emotional language. "I feel this solution works best," or "How do you feel about this direction?" Beyond these cornerstone words, each type has a broader vocabulary that resonates with their worldview. Cacti respond to terms like analysis, logic, practical, and fairness. Snowflakes connect with words like caring, compassion, harmony, and empathy. Some neutral words like believe, experience, and understand work equally well with both types. The real skill comes in flexing your language to match different audiences. When speaking with a cactus, frame your points in terms of efficiency, bottom-line results, and logical outcomes. With a snowflake, emphasize human impact, meaningful connections, and values alignment. With mixed groups, incorporate language from both sides of the spectrum. This language flexibility offers several key benefits. It builds rapport with opposite personality types, facilitates communication with diverse groups, and promotes successful workplace interactions. In sales and marketing contexts, it helps tailor messages to different customer segments. Consider how differently you might pitch the same idea to different types. To a cactus, this approach will increase efficiency by 15% and reduce costs by $50,000 annually. The data clearly supports this direction. To a snowflake, this approach will improve team morale and create more meaningful customer connections while still achieving our financial targets. Both statements could be completely true, but each emphasizes aspects that resonate with different personality types. The goal isn't to manipulate, but to communicate in ways that connect with others' natural processing styles. This language adaptation extends beyond individual words to overall communication structure. Cacti appreciate getting to the point quickly with clear, concise messages. Snowflakes value context, personal connection, and acknowledgement before diving into content. By recognizing these preferences, you can structure communications that feel natural and respectful to different recipients. Under normal conditions, our personality traits serve us well. But under stress, fatigue, or during major transitions, anyone can slip into what psychologists call a grip state, where we behave contrary to our typical nature in surprising and often counterproductive ways. These episodes are triggered by various factors, including high stress, extreme fatigue, illness, major transitions, feeling out of control, anxiety-provoking demands, and sudden unwanted change. Even positive changes, like promotions or moving homes, can provoke stress because all transitions include loss of the familiar. In grip states, personalities often manifest their shadow side in one of two ways. They either contradict their dominant function, snowflakes become harshly critical, cacti become emotional and irresolute, or exaggerate their primary traits to unhealthy extremes. Snowflakes obsessively seek validation, cacti relentlessly provoke confrontation. For example, a typically diplomatic snowflake under extreme stress might suddenly deliver brutal criticism with none of their usual tact. A normally composed cactus might have an emotional outburst that leaves colleagues stunned. These behaviors feel foreign even to the person experiencing them, like watching yourself act out of character. Key indicators of being in the grip include losing perspective, experiencing tunnel vision, exaggerated focus, or heightened emotion, and repeating disputed points with increasing volume and adamance. Under normal functioning, we recognize the limitations of such strategies, but stress creates an illusion of control through these behaviors. When others fall into grip experiences, common but ineffective responses include minimizing their problems, telling them to pull it together, oversympathizing, making their problems about you, using sarcasm, or trying to reason with them. These approaches backfire by invalidating experiences, dismissing concerns, and creating division. Better approaches include asking how you can help, validating concerns without necessarily agreeing, maintaining emotional separation, especially important for snowflakes, establishing intellectual distance by being a sounding board rather than a debater, encouraging them to develop their own strategies, and following through on any promises made. Despite their challenges, grip experiences can provide value by signaling needed change, warning against overextension, creating growth opportunities, improving understanding of the unconscious, enhancing self-awareness, and giving greater control of thoughts and feelings. The key is recognizing these episodes for what they are, temporary states rather than permanent personality changes. Both cacti and snowflakes can be successful leaders, as no data suggests either type has inherent leadership advantages. What differs is their approach and the challenges they typically face. Cactus leaders are cerebral, analytical, direct, and skilled at separating emotions from consequences. They seek facts, make rational choices, and can deliver criticism without emotional entanglement, though they may accidentally hurt feelings. They're primarily motivated by fairness, justice, and intelligence. Snowflake leaders are sensitive, empathetic, diplomatic, and naturally identify with others' emotions. They seek appreciation, make inclusive choices, and excel at building team cohesion, though they may struggle with delivering negative feedback or over-personalizing events. They're primarily motivated by recognition, benevolence, and encouragement. These differences manifest in what's called the feel-good, do-good leadership divide. Snowflakes lead the feel-good camp, focusing on how people feel and using encouragement as motivation. Cacti carry clipboards in the do-good faction, emphasizing results and systems. Each style has strengths and potential pitfalls. Feel-good leadership can backfire when mediocre outcomes are excessively praised, while do-good leadership fails when it merely instructs without providing support. The most effective approach integrates components from both methodologies. Snowflake leaders can benefit from implementing more structured systems, while cactus leaders can enhance their effectiveness by incorporating more positive reinforcement. This cross-pollination creates particularly strong, motivated teams. These differences become especially apparent in performance reviews. Cacti eagerly engage with critical feedback, viewing it as valuable information for improvement. Snowflakes need more supportive framing to process constructive criticism without shutting down. Effective feedback must be customized to the recipient's style, using appropriate language and delivery methods to ensure they can respond constructively. The perception of praise also differs dramatically between types. Snowflakes naturally offer abundant positive reinforcement, but this can backfire when their frequent compliments lose impact or are perceived as insincere by cacti. Paradoxically, rare praise from a cactus often carries more weight due to its scarcity, while a snowflake's genuine accolades might be dismissed despite their authenticity. Understanding these differences allows leaders to adapt their approach based on team composition. A predominantly cactus team might need more explicit recognition than the leader naturally provides, while a snowflake-heavy team might benefit from more direct feedback than feels comfortable to give. While the snowflake-cactus spectrum provides valuable insights, adding the introversion/extroversion dimension creates even more nuanced personality combinations. These dimensions interact independently. You can be an introverted or extroverted snowflake, just as you can be an introverted or extroverted cactus. Introverts energize alone, think before speaking, and prefer depth in relationships and topics. Extroverts energize with others, think by talking, and prefer breadth of experiences and connections. The simple distinction: extroverts collect, introverts connect. These combinations create four distinct personality types, each with unique characteristics. Extroverted snowflakes communicate abundantly, but struggle keeping secrets. They're verbally expressive about emotions and freely share feelings, sometimes oversharing in professional settings. They excel at building rapport quickly, but may need to develop more boundaries. Introverted snowflakes engage in ongoing self-reflection, but internalize interactions deeply. They process experiences thoroughly before responding and may appear reserved until they feel safe. When their deeply held values are challenged, they can react with surprising intensity. Extroverted cacti openly share opinions regardless of context and may engage in sudden verbal rampages when frustrated. They're direct about shortcomings and irritations, but can create unintentional strife through bluntness. They excel at problem solving in groups. Introverted cacti ask probing questions when engaged, but withdraw when uncomfortable. They maintain loyalty to small friend groups, avoid unnecessary meetings, and prefer reading to group learning. They excel at deep analysis, but may appear aloof. These combinations create natural disconnects in communication. Introverted cacti say no immediately to new ideas, frustrating extroverted snowflakes who seek enthusiasm. Extroverted cacti may appear untrustworthy to introverted snowflakes when talking to think out loud. Extroverted snowflakes' spontaneous friendliness can intrude on introverted snowflakes' cherished alone time. These differences become particularly apparent in virtual settings. Zoom fatigue resonates most with introverted snowflakes, who feel exhausted from constantly being on while hesitating to hurt others' feelings by declining. Introverted cacti get burned out too, but are unapologetic about bowing out. each combination also has distinct preferences for establishing connections in meetings. Understanding these combinations helps explain why the same environment energizes some while depleting others. It also provides a framework for creating inclusive spaces that accommodate different personality needs rather than defaulting to the preferences of the most vocal participants. While professional settings often require style flexibility, our off-duty lives allow us to relax into our natural tendencies, though accommodating others remains beneficial. The more time spent with someone, the more their quirks become apparent, with personality differences amplifying tensions in close relationships. Even outside work, snowflakes and cacti interpret the same behaviors entirely differently. A cactus leaving a room during a heated discussion sees it as a practical cooling-off period, while a snowflake perceives abandonment. A snowflake joining a cactus on the couch sees it as quality time together, while the cactus experiences interrupted solitude. These subjective interpretations often lead to conflict, raising the question of whether being right matters more than peace, happiness, or moving forward. In personal relationships, the stakes feel higher because we can't simply leave it at the office. Consider Tamara's experience as the sole snowflake among her lifelong cactus friends. When she discovered they had scheduled a video call without her, she internally spiraled with self-doubt, thinking they didn't want her around. In reality, her friends had simply respected her typical reluctance to join group gatherings, having no ill intentions. This misalignment of perception, a classic non-event, nearly damaged a valuable friendship. For navigating personality differences in personal settings, several key lessons emerge. 1. Seek diverse groups with both snowflakes and cacti rather than surrounding yourself with like-minded people who reinforce your perspective. 2. Learn what matters to others by stepping outside your comfort zone and genuinely asking about their preferences. 3. Communicate, even without all the answers. Acknowledge feelings for snowflakes and explain logic for cacti. 4. Anticipate setbacks by building in cushions for inevitable misunderstandings. 5. Clarify priorities by regularly asking if you're fixing up a website when what's needed is a pool, a metaphor for addressing what truly matters versus what's merely convenient. These approaches help maintain perspective and create stronger foundations for relationships beyond work. The goal isn't perfect harmony, but rather understanding that allows for productive navigation of differences. As Franz Kafka wisely noted, don't bend, don't water it down, don't try to make it logical, don't edit your own soul according to the fashion. This captures the essence of personality work, not changing who you are, but embracing and refining your authentic self. This truth becomes particularly relevant in a world that often pushes us towards standardization and conformity. The journey begins with recognizing that your perceived liabilities often contain your greatest strengths. A snowflake's sensitivity enables profound empathy, allowing them to detect subtle emotional undercurrents in relationships and workplaces that others might miss. A cactus's directness cuts through confusion to find solutions, making them invaluable in crisis situations or when tough decisions need to be made. What feels like a limitation in one context becomes an asset in another. For instance, a snowflake's emotional depth might feel overwhelming in casual settings, but proves transformative in counseling or creative pursuits. Similarly, a cactus's bluntness might seem harsh in sensitive situations, but becomes essential in emergency response or leadership roles. While people can learn adaptive behaviors, this doesn't alter who they are deep inside. Flexing your style means meeting others where they are rather than expecting them to meet you halfway. It's about expanding your behavioral repertoire, not changing your core. This might involve a snowflake learning to communicate more directly in professional settings while maintaining their essential empathetic nature, or a cactus developing softer approaches for sensitive conversations without losing their fundamental clarity. Start with one or two priorities that resonated most strongly from this exploration. Perhaps you'll focus on recognizing non-events in your relationships, adapting your language to different personality types, or developing strategies for stress management based on your natural tendencies. For example, a snowflake might practice setting boundaries in small, manageable steps, while a cactus might experiment with expressing vulnerability in trusted relationships. Remember that we can learn from each other despite our predispositions. Everyone embodies some aspects of their opposite style, even if in small measure. The snowflake who admires a cactus's resilience can develop more emotional boundaries by studying their techniques for maintaining personal space. The cactus who appreciates a snowflake's interpersonal awareness can cultivate more sensitivity by practicing active listening and emotional recognition exercises. Most radically, consider accepting yourself as you are, with all your quirks, tendencies, and natural inclinations. This doesn't mean abandoning growth, but rather growing from a place of self-acceptance rather than self-rejection. This might involve celebrating your unique traits, a snowflake's ability to create deep, meaningful connections, or a cactus's capacity to maintain strong principles under pressure. Whether you lead with your head or your heart, your unique perspective contributes essential wisdom to our collective understanding. In a world that often demands conformity, embracing your authentic nature while developing flexibility to connect with others may be the most powerful choice you can make. This authenticity becomes a source of strength, allowing you to contribute your distinctive gifts while maintaining genuine connections with those different from you. The path forward isn't about becoming someone else, but about becoming more fully yourself while developing the skills to navigate diverse relationships and situations effectively. This balance between authenticity and adaptability creates the foundation for both personal fulfillment and meaningful connections with others.